Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
U.S. Senator Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger, Elizabeth Warren, are locked in a close contest, according to recent polls. But up until now, they've largely kept their distance from one another. That changed last night when the two met on stage for the first U.S. Senate debate of the election season. WBUR's Fred Tice was there and has this report.
Scott Brown came out swinging. He immediately questioned Elizabeth Warren's character by reviving his questions about her claims of American Indian heritage.
Professor Warren claimed that she was a Native American, a person of color, and as you can see, she's not. That being said, she checked the box, and she had an opportunity actually to make a decision throughout her career. When she applied to Penn and Harvard, she checked the box claiming she was a Native American. And, clearly she's not.
On the campaign trail, this is an issue that voters still talk about when they express doubts about Warren, and that fact is not lost on Brown. Warren has tried to put this issue behind her, but last night, Brown forced her to revisit it.
Senator Brown wants to raise an issue about my character, then I'll lay it out there. You know, when I was growing up, these are the stories I knew about my heritage. I believed my mother and my father and my aunts and my uncles, and I never asked anybody for any documentation.
Warren said from the outset of this debate that she would make it about Brown's voting record, and she did not waver from that objective.
Senator Brown voted to protect billions of dollars in subsidies for big oil companies. They made $137 billion in profits last year.
Brown came back by moving the debate from the abstract to the personal. He brought up his now famous beat-up green pickup truck.
With regard to oil companies, listen, I'm no friend to big oil. I'm a friend to the motorists. I'm not sure if you've been to the pumps lately, folks, but $4 a gallon. It took about $70 to fill up the truck the other day.
If the polls are correct, come Election Day, many people in Massachusetts will cast their vote for President Obama and for Scott Brown. Because Democrats outnumber Republicans 3-1 in Massachusetts, Brown needs to encourage people to split the ticket. And so he never once mentioned the Republican presidential nominee, Mitt Romney. But on several occasions, he indicated his agreement with the president, including on how to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons.
We can't have a nuanced approach, and that's the key. And Professor Warren has said when dealing with Iran, we should have a nuanced approach. And that's something that that Iran doesn't understand. President Obama understood that in the beginning. He's obviously, drawn a harder line, and that's a good thing.
That opened the way for Warren to make this pitch to supporters of the president.
He's taking nothing off the table. That's the way to go into negotiations. That's the best way to work with our ally Israel and make sure that we are protecting Israel. But I want to say this. I'm still working to have President Obama be the commander-in-chief, not Mitt Romney.
These two candidates came into this debate on fairly even footing. The last poll showed Brown ahead. The previous four showed Warren leading. Throughout the debate, they demonstrated completely different styles. Warren was the calm attorney, unruffled, making her case to voters as to why they should vote Brown out, tying him to his party. Brown made a more personal argument. He pointed to his independent voting record, questioned Warren's character, and brought up his own life. They get to do it all over again three more times before the election. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.